We used to haul butter 30 miles down here to Guthrie and sell it.
Uh-huh.
It come down still all night, you know.
What did she do to your clothes when they got dirty?
Well, she made us boys wash it, help wash them.
How'd she do that? Big kettle?
No, we didn't have a crank machine of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And a washboard. But you know, quite a little washing for six boys.
Oh boy. Out in the fields, yeah.
You know, us boys, soon to get big enough, Dad bought us a pony, an old saddle of some kind, you know. We all had our own saddle horse.
Oh, I bet that was the day when you got your own horse.
Yeah, we'd ride, and I had a girl, I had a hired girl, and I'd take her to church, and she'd ride, we had a side saddle, you know. The women didn't get on the horse driving them days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She'd ride, I remember first, mother had a side saddle, she rode quite a bit.
I guess it was either that or take the wagon, wasn't it?
Take the wagon,
was kind of clumsy.
We always had a spring wagon, or something was like a spring wagon.
Where'd you get your brooms in the early days when you wanted to?
Well, I don't know. We bought them someplace. I don't know where they were made at. We bought them. We had a little store called Rice's Stores, where Marshall is now, you know. And we traded there, but when we bought a lot, we was 23 miles from Hennessy and 18 miles from Mohawk. And them are two regular trading points, you know.
Where'd your mother keep it?
What's that?
The thing she used to sweep the floor.
Brooms?
Yeah.
All standing in a corner someplace. Yeah. All just in the corner. Yeah. She kept her butter in the cellar for a few days till she'd get to market, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, was the cellar underneath your house?
No, we had a cellar outside.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a cellar underneath the house. We all had a nice cave outside.
Mm-hmm. And that was where you went when there was a storm?
Yeah. You know, we went to, they had a cyclone one time, or about a cyclone, and went in the cave, and we thought it was over, and we come back, and us boys sleeping in a lean-to bedroom, you know, in the house, and we just went in there and got in beds, and the lightning struck the flue, and run down the board at the head of our bed, and tore all the boards off in the house, and killed our dog and laid the head of the bed, and tore the stove all to pieces, and put 10 holes through the floor in the house, and blew the flue all out but four brick in the corner of the house.
My
and didn't hurt us boys a bit.
Did you have a fire in the stove?
Huh? No, it's midnight. It's after midnight. We'd been down this cave and thought the storm would come up and went back to bed.
Mm.
And the lightning struck this house. And it tore that end out. And there that opened, and we went laying the head in bed. But we got in bed and covered up our heads, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I had a dog there laying right out there in the end of the house. And it killed that dog. Burned his nose all black.
My goodness, really hit him hard.
Yeah, hit him right in the nose. That's the only cyclone we ever had back at that place. That's the place we homesteaded.
Uh-huh. Oh, let's see, did your mother iron clothes?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What'd she use?
Huh?
What'd she use?
Used old, had the fat on the stove.
Uh-huh.
We all put up a lot of wood. You see, there was cool land then, and it hadn't been settled. And a lot of the through there, the creeks run through there, had lots of timber.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go down there and get that dead timber, you know, for free wood, you know.
Uh-huh. How'd you get it back to house?
Huh?
How'd you get it back to house?
We'd haul it on take the running gears from the wagon. That'd take the box off the wagon, you know,
uh-huh.
And just haul them long logs on that running gears, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to take two teams. We all pretty much had two wagons and go along and get along.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hard to get up wood. Now, we'd moved up there the first winter, or the second winter of 94, on this claim that's chipping. It come a prairie fire and run 35 miles and got into it didn't burn our house. We had a fire guard, but it got into our feed, burned all our feed up.
Oh, my.
And we had to haul straw from down in old Oklahoma then, 50 cents a load for the feeder cattle through the winter.